Welcome to St. Francis Xavier Podcasting Journeys. I'm John Evans, and I'd like to welcome you to today's Grade 4 podcast of their stories written in Mrs. Bracken's creative writing class. Today's podcast features Ethan reading a story about Karzui.
Karzui, Marzu, and Noki were headed to the Marhu tree when the Shy Ninjas jumped in front of the Hanao Ninjas. "You guys think you're so cool, huh? Shut up. You want to fight, huh? Do you, Marhu? Sure, Nokia. Round one. Hey, Nokia, do you know this move? Finale! Huh? Ah! I won't give up. Fire, Finika! Chapter 2. I won't give up. Nokia, don't give up," said Karzui. Nokia had a grin on her face. "Ice fire! What is she doing? Praying," said Wania. "Then she's going to attack with hidden leaves." "What is that?" said Sunui. "It is a move that can make him faint." "Oh, go Nokia. Thanks, Sunui. Now it's time." Chapter 3, The Move. I hope Sonia is watching this. Who's Sonia? "He is my boyfriend." "Oh, you have a boyfriend? I want to tell Sensei. He already knows. You can get to your fight now, Nokia. Shh. Nokia." Chapter 4, KO Hit. "Hey, Nokia." Nokia sent Marhu flying in the air. Marhu dropped up to the ground. "KO Hit," yelled Nokia with a smile. Marhu had blood on his face. "What did you do to him?" said Nokia. "What did I do?" said Nokia. The nurse of the Ninja Academy came. "What did you do to now?" "Knocked him out. Sorry for doing this. And now, how, Marhu, how?" said Nokia. "What a fight, Karzui." "Yeah, Nokia. Let's tell Sensei. I think he already knows. Probably, yeah." Chapter 5, Ninja Seeker. "Hey, Nokia, can I fight you now?" "No, Karzui. I had enough fighting today." "Come on," Nokia yelled. "Karzui, please, I want to get stronger." "Nokia, then you're going to have to wait. By the way, Sensei is behind you." "You? Oh. Hey, Karzui, that's how bad you want to fight?" "Yes." "Marzui, Karzui? Thank you, Karzui, Marzui, Samale. Well, you better practice." When do I fight?" "Next week." "Thank you, Marzui Kamazi." "You're welcome, Karzui. You better get..." "Who? Come on. Kamoni. Where did you learn that move today?" "I don't know," said Nokia. "That means that you're a Kanari ninja." Chapter 6, Demons. I heard an explosion by the river. "Ah! Nokia! Suko! I'm injured, Karzui." "Where?" In my arm. That it's broken." "Tsunade, King of Demons. How do you know him?" "He killed my brother." "Really?" Karzui. "Yeah, really, Karzui?" "Yeah, Snoky." "I see something in the hill, right by that big rock. Up there? Right by that big rock up there." "Where?" "That's going to hit you." Karzui jumped right in front of the boulder. Karzui pulled out his two swords and sliced the boulder in half. "Now, I'm coming for you, demons. How many times do I have to kill you, demons?" Karzui pulled out his large sword and sliced the demons in half. Blood was on his whole sword.
Music for the intro and outro today comes from Magnatune.com. The artist is Shane Jackman, the album Equilibrium, and the song is What I Did on My Summer Vacation.